Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Number of years ago, Mike Rowe, the TV personality, introduced us to dirty jobs. A pastor is not a particularly dirty job. I know sometimes people are insecure about me coming into their home because they think it's too dirty. I can assure you, I have been in dirtier homes than any of yours. But pastoral ministry is not the dirtiest job. That, I am convinced, is working in an iron foundry. I only did it for about 4 months between going to college, graduating, and then starting at the seminary. But yes, when I had a few months before starting school again, I worked across the street at Grady in the cleaning room on a machine called a wheelabrator. And it is the dirtiest place I have ever been in my life, because I have never walked out of a place with filth clinging to me in every which way possible. I mean, you were required to wear a respirator over your face when you worked in there, and that didn't stop whatever came. I don't need to describe it for you. Everything was dirty. You breathed the filth. It stuck to your hands and didn't wash off. And I tell you, I had appreciation for the lifers who had been working there for 25, 30, maybe even 40 years doing that kind of dirty work. It is a helpful illustration because I think we often forget the filth of the human heart. That is, after all, why we learn the Ten Commandments. It is why we learn the Word of God and hear the different ways that the writers of Scripture put names to sin. Jesus gives us one such list in Matthew chapter 15, where he says, out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person, he says. St. Paul gets even more specific in Galatians chapter 5 when he talks about the works of the flesh. He says they are evident. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. The Word of God paints the law of God in such a way that if you do not see the filth of your heart, then you are dishonest with yourself. You are fooling yourself. And you remain in your filth. Jesus, though, the one who loves his own, comes with a ministry of cleansing. It was there when we read that the work that Judas Iscariot would do to his Lord started with what Satan sowed in his heart. During supper, when the devil had already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he had come from God, was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. Jesus' ministry is a ministry of cleansing. And on this occasion, he cleanses the feet of his disciples. You can imagine in the ancient world what the feet must have looked like. Not only broken and blistered and calloused, but dirt and filth inside every crevice, underneath every toenail, in between the toes. But Jesus, out of love, will wash the lowest of a person, the filthiest outwardly of a person, to reveal himself as the one out of love who cleanses the inside of a person. Jesus is the one who cleanses the heart. Jesus is the one who answers the prayer of David in Psalm 51. We normally sing it as the offertory, and ordinarily, you would hear it tonight after the sermon. Certain things get dropped from the service on Maundy Thursday and Good Friday to help you notice that they're normally there, and it sounds weird when they're not there. But in those words, David sings after his sin of adultery with Bathsheba and murdering her husband Uriah and being confronted with his sin by Nathan the prophet. He cries out, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." And that, dear brothers and sisters in Jesus, is what he comes to do tonight, to cleanse you from the inside out. To cleanse you by the Passover blood that he shed for you. He, our Passover lamb, given into death for you and me, is offered as a cleansing meal. Whereas every earthly meal often leaves you dirty when you've finished, needing to either wash your hands or wipe off your face, the meal that Jesus feeds to you tonight is the one that cleanses you. For from the inside out, it creates in you a new heart, pours out a right spirit within you. Peter, naturally, as Peter does, struggled to understand what the Lord was doing. He did not want Jesus to wash his feet. We can't blame him. He thought that was beneath Jesus to do such a thing. But as Jesus reminds him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Those who share in the kingdom that Jesus comes to bring are those who are washed by the blood he was about to pour out that Thursday night. The blood that he gave to them with wine in a new Passover, the perfect Passover. His body given with bread to cleanse and bring new life. As I said, when the heart is cleansed, that cleansing flows out of you. Not in the appearance of cleanliness physically, but in the call that Jesus issues to his disciples at the end of our gospel. "If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you." The blood of Jesus, which cleanses your heart, cleanses the heart of those who do not know Jesus. And you, with this new heart pouring out of you and his life put within you in this meal, to go out with the word of God on your lips so that others might know where this ministry of cleansing is found. What's in our hearts flows out of our mouths in our acts of love and service so that others would be led to Jesus and receive the very same cleansing. Though your sins are filth, though you and I have hearts blackened by sin, Jesus makes us clean. Jesus makes us new. He puts a clean heart in you and me and sends us forth on behalf of him who loved his own to the end to love one another as he has loved us, so that others would see the great love of Jesus poured out for all. A ministry of cleansing. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.